Joan Ritchie in studio with us this morning, the International Food Tasting event. Some great items coming up, and we have Joan with us as we speak. Good morning, Joan.
Good morning, Dominic.
You've been up a little early this morning, huh? Very busy lady out there. And not only have this going on, but we could talk a little bit before we do this. Very busy night Monday at the Rotary Auction coming up as well.
Monday night's our Rotary Auction. I'm really hoping for good participation from the community because the money goes to such wonderful causes.
And that's 7 to 9 here in Attleboro.
Here in Attleboro.
At the studio.
Yeah, but people can get online, AttleboroRotaryAuction.org. Yeah. And start bidding now.
Yeah, I know the items got online last weekend, mm-hmm. and a lot of great items again. I mean, this is the 59th year, I believe it is, for the auction.
I think so.
Boy, I tell you, looking at some of the items that have come in the studio here, in our building here, just so many great things. I mean, it's from 7 to 9. It's not like it was years ago, 4 hours, and, you know, it's at least it's
well,
for two
7
hours.
To 9 is the wrap-up.
Right.
Because the bidding has gone on all week.
Right, right.
So, I mean, I bid on 4 items, and so far, 3 of them have not been outbid yet, but I'm
good.
Not going to tell you what they are.
Oh, good, so. Good. But, yeah, it's just to remind people, once again, that is going to be Monday night, 7 to 9 on Channel 15 here in Attleboro, the Attleboro area Rotary Auction. Once again, you can get all the details. There's no more phone numbers, folks, like it used to be. You have to bid online. If you bid the last couple of years, your password should be still in there from last year. So just go to AttleboroRotaryAuction.org for more details. All right. In a couple of weeks, a big, great event coming up. Why don't we tell the people once again what is coming up?
Sure. Well, on April 13th, it's a Wednesday night at the Elks, we are going to have our third annual international tasting.
Mm-hmm.
We came up with this idea because we have, at the Literacy Center, we have students from so many countries, 56 countries to be exact. And love to hear them talk about their cultures and their foods. And so we solicited local restaurants to come and a few chefs to come and donate the food. And you buy a ticket for only $15 and you can graze all night.
Yeah, you really can. You want to stay there for 2.5 hours. You can eat to your heart's content.
You could. It's 5:30 to 8.
Mm-hmm.
And we're very excited this year also because our students are making a lot of backboards and colorful information about food in their countries.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be a great night to go.
Last week we had some of the chefs from My Chef Laura in here, and they were saying something about, I believe they were going to be making some chili as well. So you do have some of the dishes that they're going to
be. I've got some of the dishes.
Yeah.
So the chefs like to look at their own cultural background,
mm-hmm.
and so they're making German-inspired red chili, mm-hmm. and German-inspired white chili. And Home Plate Advantage is making Indian-inspired carrot confections.
Hmm. Interesting.
Sounds very good. Interesting.
That's Chef Laura McDougall from Home Plate Advantage who runs that.
And they have been here all 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a number of providers who've been here all 3 years. Of course, our staple is Young's.
Yeah.
Young's helps us out a great deal with this. We never could have done it without
mm-hmm.
them. I'm not sure what they're bringing this year, but we're all hoping for the French meat pie.
Yeah, I was going to say, French meat pie that they made last year, I think, was really, really good as well.
That was really good. And the Elks, their clam cakes and chowder mm-hmm. are a favorite with everyone, so we're hoping those will come again. Another one, third year in a row, is the Boneyard.
Yeah.
With their wings. Who doesn't like Boneyard wings?
Really?
We have another caterer, J&L Catering.
Mm-hmm.
He's from Medway. I'm looking at the menu and I'm
saying exactly.
He's from Medway. And last year he made some very interesting vegetarian sliders.
Mm-hmm.
This year he's making shrimp ceviche and key lime pie shooters.
Ooh, nice.
That sounds good. Again, back for the third year is Panera with mm-hmm. their Asian chicken salad.
Yeah, sure.
Everybody likes that. And again for the third year, we'll get support from Willow Tree Farm. Mm-hmm. I don't know what they're bringing, but last year they brought some awesome dips.
Yeah.
Buffalo chicken dips with chips.
They had some of their regular chicken salad, and for some reason I thought they had their... have the one that had the little spice in there too. It might have the,
they might have.
They may have had that too.
Yeah. So they're going to surprise us with what's coming. So for the second year, Roach Brothers is bringing their wraps and bar cakes. Mm-hmm. Stop and Shop. They make these fabulous cakes. If you haven't seen them, they will take any picture and put it on a cake. So they took a picture of our building, and they donated one for our graduation last year, which was really very nice of them. Also back for the second year is Bliss Brothers Dairy. Mm-hmm. Can't resist their ice cream. Let's see. And then our new ones this year are, we got a donation of Razzo Coffee, Oven Essence, a bakery in North Attleboro.
Okay, yeah.
And they'll be there. The Olive Garden from Foxborough is going to bring a variety of Italian food. New also this year is Russell Morin's Fine Catering, and they will be making empanadas.
Oh, nice, nice.
So one of our students, who she went through all of our programs, begin from dead beginner ESL to getting her high school equivalency, and she works there, and she's done so well, and she's on our board now. Which is nice. So she is going to be making the empanadas with Morin's and bringing them over. And new this year, the breakfast place.
Right, yeah.
And Casey Darconti, the breakfast place is in Attleboro on Pleasant Street. He's going to be making Portuguese-style blade meat.
Ooh, that'll be a big seller. That's for sure. That'll be good.
So I think we got them all. Really looking forward to this. And you never know, could get new restaurants joining every day.
So. Yeah, and if other people are listening who are out there, you know, having their caterers and their chefs out there, is it a little bit too late now to get to this year's, but they can come to next year's event?
No, we actually still have tickets available.
You do? Yep. Okay.
We are grateful to our sponsors, the Sun Chronicle and Sensata are our two main sponsors. And then we also have Rockland Trust, Mansfield Bank, Harbor One, and Dirk and Cuddy Willis McKinnon Insurance from Plainville. So without them, we couldn't pull this off.
Yeah.
But they've been great.
And one thing that I know a lot of people wait for is toward the end of the night when you have all those great raffles.
We have raffles. Right. We have hundreds of dollars in restaurant gift cards this year.
Yeah. It's over in abundance. I mean, you know, between that last half hour, and people can, you know, stick around all night long until 8 o'clock, and they can really get some, if they've, you know, got their tickets, they'll walk away with a ton of great items.
We had some, and they don't even have to stay to win.
Right.
We do a kinder, more gentler raffle. When people buy the raffle tickets, we write down their name and telephone number associated with the number. So rather than calling ticket numbers and driving everybody crazy, we just call the name of the winner.
Yeah, that's the easiest way to do
it. So if they're not there, they can still win.
They sure can. All right. We got Joan Ritchie here from the Literacy Center, the executive director of that great organization, with us talking about the International Food Tasting Event. It's their third annual food tasting event on April the 13th. We're going to get back to Joan in just a second. Right now we have another update on the traffic out there on the roadways. Gina?
Well, we're looking pretty good. We're seeing some lighter than normal traffic. Certainly, we'll take that. 295 is wide open end-to-end either direction. If you need to get into TF Green, touch of the brakes on 95 through downtown Providence. A little heavy on the southbound side by Route 10 in Cranston. But in general, heading over to TF Green looks good. If Logan is where you need to get your family, or maybe you're taking a flight out to go be with family, got some heavy traffic coming up on the expressway out of Quincy. I don't see any accidents. Route 1, we're busier. We're busier on Washington Street. We're also busier getting up into Norwood. Newport Avenue is also seeing more volume. Going to see a lot of food shopping areas seeing extra volume today as people prepare for big meals with their family. We're looking at some busy traffic. South Main at Locust, North Main's a little on the busy side, but in general, we're looking good. Even MBTA has been pretty quiet so far this morning. Next report coming up. I'm Gina Brown with your AM 1320 traffic.
All right, Gina, thanks once again. She will update us one more time at 8:35 here on 1320. I know that you still got some tickets available. You need to get them at the Literacy Center. So you can tell us how people can still do that.
Yeah, we can't guarantee tickets at the door because we have to limit the number of people. But it's very easy to get tickets. You can stop by the Literacy Center. It's 80 North Main Street with a big white house, freshly painted.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right between the library and the courthouse. Or if you would like to pay online, you can give us a call, order the tickets, and then go to our website and click on PayPal. Uh-huh. And you can pay by credit card on PayPal. So either one, as long as you just give us a call first, make sure we still have tickets.
Yeah. I know. I believe you did that last year, too, with the PayPal as well. Now, the Literacy Center has been around for many, many years. You've now been, if my mind is correct, you've been director there now for, is it 12 years now?
13.
13 years. You know, a lot of great people come to this organization, this school, every single year. I think one of the biggest things that you're very proud of is to see some of these students who make it on their own. You know, they go out there with a little help here and there, but you've got these people from all walks of life, and they really do make a difference. You know, somebody's on your board now. There are plenty of people out there. It's yourself, it's your tutors. Your tutors really make a difference.
Oh,
but the students make a difference because they try and they do. Mm-hmm. And one thing that they really enjoy, I know from knowing some of the people out there, talk about the great graduations you have. You've really have done a wonderful job since years ago having it on the grounds outside, but now you have it in the schools.
Now it's a little bigger. We can't fit outside.
Yeah, exactly.
Graduation night is just a very emotional night for everyone. All the students are invited to recognize their accomplishments because we don't consider just getting your high school equivalency or your citizenship. Those are the only accomplishments. Sure. There are many, many accomplishments that students make. Getting a better job, learning how to talk to their child's teacher in school, just being able to pick up the phone and make a doctor's appointment. There's, you know, so much going on. But graduation night is special, especially for the ones who are walking in caps and gowns with their families who never thought they would see this day. It's just, you know, you always get the little four-year-old bringing the batch of flowers to mommy as she crosses the stage and everybody cries, you know. But it's a nice night. And you know, Betty Poria comes every year and the mayor comes. And that's such an honor for our students that these people come to watch this.
Now, this year's student graduation is when now?
We have it in August.
You have it in August, and during the summertime. I tell you, and they really do make an effort. I mean, but it's not just, you know, the ESL, but there's a lot of interesting and very important lessons that they learn. I mean, there's a little bit of everything. I mean, talk about a couple of the major things that people learn instead of ESL.
We, you know, for all of our programs, whether it's, you know, the high school equivalency are people who were born here, so they're not studying English, but they still need computer literacy, health literacy, financial literacy. So those programs go across all boards. Occupational literacy. Mm-hmm. Everybody gets a resume. Everybody walks out with a resume. We talk about interview skills, how to look for jobs. Last night there was a career opportunities fair at the that we helped organize with the library, and so we were there. Bristol Community College, Providence College, New England Tech. Who else was there? Bridgewater. So, you know, we try to open everybody's eyes, even if they're not ready. Having that as an inspiration will get people to go through the basics. Sure. We do the basics, but we try to push people along. If one of our students gets a high school equivalency and goes on to college, they know that if they start to fail a course, which happens, call us. Your tutor's there for you. And we have rescued many people from failing that first college course, which to me is really exciting when we can do that.
Every once in a while, you do look for tutors out there.
Oh, we're always looking for tutors. Mm-hmm. So I'm glad you said that, Dominic, because tutor training starts next week.
Right, yeah.
We have morning, we have evening, so people have a choice. It's six sessions, and when you, after, you know, during the six sessions. You'll meet a lot of students, meet a lot of tutors. At the end, you kind of decide what is the best fit for you. You know, do you want a beginning ESL? Do you want a high school equivalency who's working on math? Do you want no math whatsoever in your horizon? You know, so, and we can be flexible.
Yeah, you and the tutors there at the Literacy Center are like godsends. They're angels with some of these students out there. I know Jim Aspinall, I believe, is still there, right?
Jim's a great tutor.
You know, and talking to him in the past, it's his passion. He loves doing this. And he has seen a lot of people go through with all the other tutors out there. But you become all family. You really become a big family at the Literacy Center. And it's been that way for how long now has the school been open?
Since 1988. 1988.
So Donna Morse was the founder of it.
Yep.
You've had a few other directors there beside yourself. But you see a lot of people. You have, you know, a lot of people that are volunteer their time. They're on your board of directors. You know, Irene Pelley. You've got Counselor Julie Hall. And it, just a myriad of people. Judy Robbins, part of it as well. I mean, Judy was one of her biggest passions in the city, as you know.
She was on the board for a while. When she passed away, she was on the board.
Yeah, it's amazing. You know, and, you know, looking down, she's looking down at this at the Literacy Center every single day, and she sees how great this thing. I always, you know, there are so many great gems in the city. The Literacy Center is part of the gems in the city because it's putting knowledge into some of these kids and these people, these adults who possibly couldn't have had it maybe in the past, you know, whether it be financially or whatever. And there is a place like the Literacy Center that literally cares. I mean, literally cares about the people out there. And it's not just, what's the age limit now that you have there for people in there?
They have to be out of school.
Right.
So 16 would be the youngest. And then it goes to whatever. We had a high school graduate once who was 75 years old, and she worked on it for a long time. But that was the best graduation because all her grandkids were there. What a phenomenal example she was setting for them. So, you know, most of our students are in their 30s, maybe 20s, 30s, 40s. We get a lot of students lately who have degrees in their native country that they can't use here until they learn English and get the degrees translated and, you know, maybe, you know, start to take some licensing tests. But it all starts with learning the language.
The Literacy Center at certain times, people call you guys there, if people have not going through, it's a great building. It's the former mayor's house. Harold Sweet's the first mayor of Attleboro. So if people really want to come in and tour the place, if they call for an appointment,
you can
do that.
We've been doing a lot of work on the building. Mm-hmm. So last Saturday, with the help of the Attleboro Rotary, we took down a wall.
Oh, did you?
Which was quite an operation. This wall had been put up artificially. Mm-hmm. At one point, one of the owners separated the third floor into two apartments. Well, we needed a bigger room. We just couldn't. The rooms were just too small with the slanted ceilings on the third floor. So I got the great idea of let's take down the wall. And, you know, so many volunteers. Steve Nelson came and did the architecture plan. And Don Smith from Bristol County Savings Bank, he was in charge. He had the sawzall. We had five Rotarians come. We had some tutors come, some members of my family, some students, and we got the wall down in 2 hours.
Wow.
So now we've got we have a lot of work to do in there to paint and sand down the paneling. But we try to keep the building in its original state as much as possible. So that is restoring it to its original state by taking down that wall. So if anybody's interested in that kind of historic architecture, we've had people come through who are experts who say that there is more preserved in that building than they usually see. Because, you know, all the wood is original and it never got painted over and it's just beautiful.
Yeah, and of course, you use just about every single space from
use
rooms
every
from
square
upstairs,
inch.
Yeah, and to the basement as well. That is also used, right, as classroom space as well.
They had built classrooms down there. Mm-hmm. I personally don't think the air quality in a basement is good enough, so we use it for storage.
You know, and as I said, you know, people need to come by and see the Literacy Center, or if you're, you know, thinking about a course in the Literacy Center, contact them. You know, you've got a lot of people over there. They've got a tutoring program coming up very shortly, within the next week or so. But one of the other things that while you're here, once again, I know you have to get back to the school. Kind of as we start wrapping things up, Joan, is tell us what is coming up in a couple more weeks about the food tasting event.
The food tasting, yay!
Bring your appetites.
Bring your appetites, because you will be well fed.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of a variety of foods, and you can take your time. It's really not a children's event, I wouldn't say,
right,
but for adults. And, you know, we have high tables so that you can rest your things.
Mm-hmm.
There's a cash bar available if you'd like it. Fabulous raffles. We have hundreds of dollars in restaurant gift cards.
Mm-hmm.
We have liquor baskets. We have a couple of baskets on the going with the theme of the international. So there'll be a Mexican basket. And I forget what the other one is, so I won't say. But lots of fun.
Yeah.
Lots of fun.
And then as the last couple of years since I've been there, I'll also be there providing music throughout
Absolutely.
The evening as well. I know when I was walking around last year with Irene Pelly, she says, boy, she says, what a nice treat for a little bit of light background, kind of like cocktail hour type of music. So I'll be there starting off at 5:30, because I'll probably get there earlier anyways. But tickets are still available.
Tickets are available. It's a festive atmosphere, because, you know, we keep the tickets affordable because we want everybody in Attleboro to be able to attend a fundraiser. So this is not a $100 a plate fundraiser, $15. In fact, for our Literacy Center students, they're only $10, which is nice to be able to make
and
it
you've
affordable.
And you've kept that price
we have.
Down every single year. You have
we
not,
have.
I don't think you've raised that price at all, I don't think.
You know, this is us.
Yeah.
We do not cater to wealthy people, you know, and if you could see the backboards, these students have been putting in 5 hours every Saturday after class to work on them. We have classes on Saturdays 9 to 12, and they've been staying till 5 o'clock to work on them. So they're beautiful. Just to come and see that kind of work will be fun.
It will be. I know that's for sure. 508-226-3603, or you can stop by at 80 North Main Street here in Attleboro. Call them ahead of time if you want, you know, just to make sure that they do have available tickets. How many tickets actually did you guys have for this event?
We're going to sell 250 tickets.
250, okay.
So we have about 100 left.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, if you want to call and reserve them, you can do that.
Mm-hmm.
We'll hold them.
Well, that'll be great. And, well, good luck with this, as always.
Thank
this is
you.
The third annual show and the third annual food tasting event. Bring your appetite, because people come in from after work or whatever.
Yeah.
They can come down there. Don't, folks, do not eat dinner when you get home, before you get home. you are going to get full, because there are appetizing foods, there are desserts, you have coffee, you can go at the bar if you want, and you can maybe win a couple of prizes
you
as
could.
Well. So there you go.
And thank you for all your help, Don.
My pleasure, Joan. Anytime. And thank you, and good luck, and we'll see you soon.
Okay.
All right. Joan Ritchie, the Executive Director of the Literacy Center, my guest here this morning, and hopefully you will get out there and get your tickets very, very quickly. Give them a call later on this afternoon. They'll be there.